talking about his top 100 prospect list. Final Oriole, John, on the list at 65, Eduardo Rodriguez, the young left-hander. Your thoughts on his potential?
You know, I got to see him in the fall league for the first time in person, and I've just, you know, talked to a lot of scouts who saw him out there, and I think that what impressed everybody was just how polished he is for how young he is, and, you know, just to having spent half a year in double A. He's not far away. He's not far away from helping the Orioles. I think he's more of a third or fourth starter rather than a frontline guy, but I think he's you almost think of him as kind of like a safe college pitcher. You know, he's not that different from a guy like an Andrew Haney, who's the number one prospect in the Marlins system, is a little bit higher up the line. I think Haney's got a little bit more on the fastball consistently, but and a little bit more slider. But you know, to me, Eduardo Rodriguez has a chance to slot in very well and complement, you know, long-term Bundy and Gausman. He fits in very well with those guys. And a Tillman, like a third or fourth starter in a rotation. And to me, you know, a third starter starts twice on a playoff team in a championship series, and a, you know, a fourth starter starts once. So that's it's not a huge difference. But, you know, that's the difference that when you're setting up a profile, is how does that guy look long-term. To me, Rodriguez is probably closer to a four than he is to a three, but he's pretty close to being big league ready, and there's a lot to, that's why he's on the list.
John, sticking with pitching, Hunter Harvey, how close was he?
He was a little bit more in that. He and Scope actually both got a lot of support. They were both right around 110. You know, we do internal. Everyone does an internal 150 list, and they were both in the 110 range of our combined list. But, you know, for me, Hunter Harvey, very tantalizing potential. But, you know, he was the 21st overall pick in the draft, and usually the 21st overall pick in the draft does not get into the top 100 in his first year of being drafted, first year as a professional. So we did not ignore the industry consensus that he was not one of, you know, like 15 players, to about 18 players in that range from the 2013 draft or in the 2014 top 100. And he wasn't, we didn't consider one of the top 15 to 18 guys coming out of that draft. So tantalizing potential, breakout potential, but I think the other lists that have him really high are ignoring the rest of the industry at their own peril.
Jonathan Scope doesn't make the list. The facts are he's not been able to stay healthy going on a couple of years now. He's still very young, but we all see the power potential. I think about the home run he hit last year in, what, his first start at Camden Yards, and that ball still hasn't come down yet. Do you still think Jonathan Scope can be an everyday player, especially his power plays more, I know, at second base?
Yeah, I do think he can be an everyday player. I think we're just, like you said, there's the health question, and there's the fact that, you know, when he has played, he's basically been a 250 hitter the last 2 years. That's a big issue. I know it's hard to hit for average when you don't play every day, but his track record does not say that he's going to walk a ton. So, you know, he's going to have to get to his power. He's got to make consistent contact, and he's going to have to show us that he has an additional home. And I think he can stay in the dirt, but he's kind of a big guy for second base. Was he a third baseman eventually? The bar is set pretty high there at third base in Baltimore, and last I checked, to have one of those. So we try to evaluate players based on, you know, independently, not necessarily based on what club they're with. But I think it's a good thing for him that there's not an obvious spot right now in Baltimore for him. You know, they would like for Jamile Weeks to be their second baseman, right?
So or Flaherty, like, or Ryan Flaherty, yeah.
Yeah, they would like to give Jonathan Scope more time to have a healthy season, so they can evaluate him and they can know what they've got in him. But he was borderline on the top 100 for the main reason you just said, power. It's big, right-handed power for a guy who can stay in the infield. That's a nice combination. So he's a good prospect. So is Hunter Harvey. But, you know, the top 100 is supposed to be the elite of the elite. We just thought he was just on the outside of that looking in.
John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. For more, you can go to baseballamerica.com.
Thank you, Brett. Go Heels.
How to get that in there. A Carolinian to the end. John Manuel, thank you so much. We'll come back.